BBC News with Julie Candler. A policeman in Afghanistan has shot dead a German photographer working for the Associated Press news agency on the eve of the country's presidential election. Anya Niedringhaus and her colleague, the Canadian reporter Cathy Gannon, were with a convoy delivering ballots near the Pakistan border when they were attacked. Santiago Leon, director of photography for AP, said Ms. Niedringhaus had given her life for her work.
I think Anya, like many of us who have done that line of work, believe very strongly in the need to bear witness to what is happening around the world in order to avoid excuses and in order to negate the idea of impunity. And I think Anya believed that up until the very end, and that desire to do that line of work ultimately cost her her life.
An Indian court has sentenced three men to death by hanging for the gang rape of a photojournalist under a new law targeting repeat sex offenders. The men were found guilty of attacking the journalist at an abandoned textile mill in the city of Mumbai last year. The BBC's Rupa Jhaa says attitudes in India towards sexual violence against women are beginning to change.
These two cases were tried in a fast-track court. In 7 months, they have given the judgment. So it's quite remarkable in its own way. And young women, they are becoming more and more aware. And even if you look at the National Crime Record Bureau data, the number of reported cases have increased, which certainly means that more women and more people, I mean, the families are coming forward to report such cases. So certainly there is more awareness in the society regarding such violence against women.
The United States is to evaluate whether to continue its attempts to broker a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. Speaking in the Moroccan capital Rabat, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said it was time for what he called a reality check on progress in the negotiations. He was critical of both Israel and the Palestinians for taking unilateral steps that could jeopardize the talks. The former Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, is to take up a new job as a lecturer at Harvard Business School, one of the leading academic institutions in the United States. Sir Alex hopes the techniques that brought him success can be turned into lessons for aspiring business executives. From Washington, Jane O'Brien reports.
The first lesson Sir Alex may want to offer American students is that the game he dominated for almost three decades is called football and not soccer. But once the beginner's course is over, he'll be offering tips on leadership and, presumably, how to build a winning team out of 11 egotistical, highly strung, but talented people. The secret of Sir Alex's success has been the subject of much debate. He himself has attempted to analyse it in collaboration with Harvard Business School professor Anita Elbers, who developed a case study called Sir Alex Ferguson, Managing Manchester United.
BBC News. The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has said his country will not continue to host refugees at what he called the expense of the peace of its people. In a speech at a police parade, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya was currently hosting 1 million refugees, but this had led to pain and suffering from terror attacks. Most of the refugees are from Somalia. Mr. Kenyatta said people carrying illegal weapons would have a 2-week amnesty to hand them in. He maintained that his forces would not withdraw from Somalia. President Obama has signed an executive order authorizing sanctions against anyone aggravating the conflict in South Sudan. The order freezes the assets of the United States of those who carry out attacks, threaten peace, or obstruct reconciliation, Richard Hamilton reports.
Barack Obama condemned the widespread violence and atrocities in South Sudan, including the recruitment of child soldiers and other human rights abuses. This is a clear sign that the United States is losing patience with a conflict that appears to be based not on genuine grievances, but on a simple power struggle. Fighting broke out in December between troops loyal to President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar. Clashes have continued despite a ceasefire signed in January.
Reports from Iran say that four Iranian soldiers have been released by an al-Qaeda-inspired group which operates on the border between Iran and Pakistan. The abduction of the four border guards, alongside a fifth who was executed by the Sunni militants, has strained ties between Pakistan and Iran. Tehran had threatened to send troops into Pakistan to free its soldiers. An exhibition featuring paintings of world leaders by the former U.S. President George W. Bush is going on display in Texas. 24 portraits of leaders Mr. Bush met while in office are featured at the display, including the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. There's also a self-portrait. BBC News.